Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Studio. All right, two pieces of audio and then right back to the phones. So Saquon, it's his day. It's his day because yesterday was his day. Madden cover, whole deal. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley as he talked last night on the NFL Network about the honor of being chosen for the Madden cover.
Yeah, when you get that call, you kind of, you don't know what to expect, right? And they ask you, do you want to be part of Madden cover? And I don't know if anyone's ever turned that down. I definitely wasn't going to turn that down, the opportunity. But like you said, I know so many people and so many kids that, you know, dream and would love to be in the position I am right now. And I remember as a kid, you know, wanting to be part of Madden cover. And there have been so many great players that have been part of Madden cover. And now to be mentioned and have my name attached with those guys, you know, it just, words really can't describe it.
He really does. For me as a sports fan, and I think this will resonate with many, he just seems too good to be true. I mean, it's like everything he says, everything he does, it's remarkable. The guy's an incredible dude and obviously a remarkable player. And one more, because that's based on what's been, which is his season last year. And, of course, team success is part of it because, you know, chances are you're not going to be on the cover of Madden without Seltzer. What's the line? You can't be great without the greatness of others?
That's right.
I noticed he wasn't on the Madden cover with the Giants.
Yeah.
Right? You know? All right. But now let's spin it forward for a moment, because now it's also about handling the success for him individually and for the team as a whole. Here's Saquon yesterday on that topic.
The biggest thing for me would be with my mentor and trainer, Ryan Flaherty. He kind of told me that I need to take it all in. Like, I need to celebrate. I tend to, you know, try to move on things too quick. But, you know, I had to take a little bit of time to, you know, realize like what I had the year prior and just the goals and all the things that I had and the records I set. You got to appreciate that. You got to, you know, you got to take that in and celebrate with your family, your friends. And then once you do that, you can put it to bed and move on. So that's probably the biggest thing for me is just appreciating and realizing what you did, now learning from it and trying to get better.
All right. There it is. Saquon. Well, we honor him today. 215-592-9494. And by extension, the team. Because, you know, that glow we have is not just for an individual success, but obviously what they did as a team and what they provided us as a fan base. I mean, that night in February was unlike any other of my life, you know. And don't get me wrong, I do cherish the 2017 thing more because for me it was the first time. And I remember that feeling when the Phillies won in 08. And for me that was like the first time because that was the first time I'd seen a title start to finish for a season and could remember it. I was too young for the 83 Sixers thing. I just was. This was special in a different way. It was special in a way where, as John pointed out earlier, and as the caller pointed out, like the Eagles have become the gold standard in a way that they weren't in 2017. I mean, think of it this way. Patriots came back and won the Super Bowl the next year. And look, the Chiefs could come back this year and win the Super Bowl. They could. Not inconceivable. Just look at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But, I mean, right now I feel emboldened to say that the Eagles with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and the way this offense is constructed. Now, you want to see the defense, you know, hopefully some of these holes they had got properly filled. Time will tell. But, I mean, a guy like Jalen, and we're going to get to Javon Kearse in a moment, what he said about Jalen Carter, all of this on the table today. Look, it's a good time to be an Eagles fan. Let's put it that way. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Yeah, I appreciate the shout-out. I was a little confused yesterday when I got congratulated for Karate Kid. But, you know, every now and then your pocket aces get cracked. But, you know, I
screwed up, Ed. That was on me. I messed up.
No, I'm not discouraged. I got a banger for you today. I'll save that for a little bit. But actually, you know, they were talking, Ross was talking about sort of relative needs in our team and who's going to step up. I actually feel really good about our secondary. And I just, kind of interesting. I wanted to read you a few things from a pre-draft profile of one of our guys. See if you can guess who it was.
Okay.
Just real quickly. Elite size and strength for an outside corner. Physicality to grind.
I already know it. It's the big, tall guy.
Hip opening and transitions are generally smooth. Who is it?
Well, I'm forgetting
Ringo.
Keely Ringo. Yeah, Ringo, right?
It's Ringo.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, the weaknesses for Cooper DeJean read like stiff hips, inadequate length. I don't really know what that means, but I really think Ringo deserves a shot to really compete for this thing. Maybe not in base defense on the outside, but you know he's going to get significant snaps this year, and I think he's going to do well.
Well, if he's going to get significant snaps, and he's got to get him on the base defense outside. I mean, otherwise, he's just a fourth or fifth cornerback. So,
well, they're going to be running nickel about, 60 or 70% of the time.
Let me tell you something.
It depends what the other teams are running. Other teams could come out this year based on our success from last season and decide they want to go tiger personnel, you know, two tight ends in a regular offense, and our defense is going to have to say, okay, we got to go 3-4 across the front and stay vanilla because they're going to go big and try to run the ball down our throats.
I mean, Ed, this thing's got a lot of variations where it could go, to John's point. Like, I'll give you a for instance. Let's say Cooper DeJean does not win the outside corner spot. Possible. I mean, as the starter in base. Then an offense could say, all right, we're only putting two wide receivers on the field, and you got to take Cooper DeJean off the field. Like, there's a cat and mouse game there. No, hopefully he wins the job. Hopefully he wins it, but we'll see.
He showed enough chops as sort of like the, not so much a nickel, but as kind of like a rover safety guy.
I know, but he's got to play a position. Like, if he's not the outside corner in that spot, do they take a safety off the field and he moves to safety? Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, I'm very intrigued to find out how the Cooper DeJean thing plays. Look, I think we all know he can play different spots, but are they going to actually have him rotate between, like, three different positions? I don't know.
Yeah, so Cooper never leaves the field. That's the short of it.
Well,
so
but he did last year.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they have good depth, and we'll see what happens. So for the answer is, I know a scene from Apollo 13's already been said. Can I say another one?
Of course.
How about Marilyn Lovell dropping her wedding ring in the shower on the morning of the launch? That actually happened.
Wow. It's a big, I mean, listen, there was heart-wrenching moments in that whole thing, man. All right, appreciate the call. So one thing I appreciated yesterday with Brian Dawkins' golf tournament, and John, of course, was hanging out with all the guys two nights ago, was just, like, these are dudes that set, John, you being one of them, set the tempo of what the Philadelphia Eagles are about. And I know that group 20 years ago didn't win the Super Bowl, but it was one of the great teams I ever saw. I still think it's entirely likely that the Patriots cheated. By the way, I think had they not cheated, I think you guys, John, probably would have won the Super Bowl, and I think Donovan McNabb would probably be in the Hall of Fame. James, how much do you think that eats? Because if they win that game, he's a guy that's won a Super Bowl and got to five conference titles. James, that's a Hall of Famer then, right?
Probably. I mean, he's right there, yeah.
But without it, he's out. I mean, he's been up.
He's clearly out.
He's been eligible about 8 to 9 times. He's never even come close. You never even hear him as a finalist.
No. Which makes me think, I don't know that he's a lock if he wins a Super Bowl, but I think he's far more likely.
Oh, yeah.
If he won a Super Bowl and got to five.
Yeah, but I mean, the stats wise.
I know.
Like, you always say Matt Stafford's not a Hall of Famer.
No,
Matt Stafford's stats are like.
Doesn't matter.
Light, I, I get it, but when they debate it,
I know.
His stats are so much better than McNabb.
Well, part of what hurt Donovan is he really only had two-thirds of a career. Think of it this way, guys. So Manning came out in 98. Brady came out in...
99.
No, Donovan came out in 99, and Brady came out in 2000. And Manning and Brady were playing forever, and Donovan was done like around 2011. I mean, Brady played till 2 years ago.
Yeah, Donovan's career was a lot
shorter. Think about that.
Just because he played tougher.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Wow. All right. With all that said, here's my point about referencing the Doc event and the old guys being back in town, who we love. A guy like Javon Curse, I thought it was really cool yesterday hearing him on with Spike Ike and Fritz talking about joining the Eagles. Because you remember what a big deal that was when Javon and T.O. joined the Eagles.
My fantasy baseball team name that year was Freak plus T.O. equals Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was the name of my fantasy baseball team that year when they signed and traded.
And Trot was back and Hugh was back. So listen to Javon talking about joining the Eagles and joining the focus and the intensity of sports in Philadelphia.
Is it apprehension? Is it excitement? Like, what is it like to go from what you were experiencing to what you did experience?
I was more excited about it because, it was just like you're never going to see a boring game here. It don't matter if we're losing, if we're winning or whatever. It was always going to be fun. So, like, literally, like, getting here, getting used to talk radio, getting used to these fans, it was always just something that I look forward to doing. Then once you get here and once you're a part of it, and that first year I got here was the 2003-04 season. We went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots. That season right there was just the epitome of Eagles football because it was just so live and so much love coming from everywhere, man.
It was an amazing year. Now, one of the things we know, look, we the collective fans, we can come crashing down on their head when we're not happy with them, and we did that in 23. But the reality is right now they're on top of the world, and we have a feeling like we're there with them because, you know, this is how we're born into it. Well, one of the realities of Eagles football right now is they've got a player in Jalen Carter who has a shot to be a real true all-timer. First time I heard someone go like there to this level is when Dick Vermeil early last season, John, you remember this was like in September last year. He actually compared him to Reggie White. I was like, whoa, because we normally would hear the Fletcher Cox, Jerome Brown comparison. And then, you know, Coach Vermeil went to the Reggie White thing. Well, it was interesting yesterday hearing Javon Curse, who is one of the greatest young defensive players ever. He may have had the best rookie season I ever saw a rookie defender have. Talk about a player in Jalen Carter.
He was the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah. And LT, I mean, I was too young for the LT thing, but I've heard LT right away was, could tell.
No.
And Curse, it was so obvious. It was so obvious.
When Javon, the players were all talking about Javon Curse. The players were saying, hey, get in and check out this film. Pronto, he's in the film.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a freak.
This guy really is worth checking out. And, you know, staying after practice late after watching your own film to watch Tennessee Titans film on this kid because the – you could see him. I remember plays where they were on the defensive side. He would trail a play like 75 yards down the field. A wide receiver caught like a go route.
Wow.
And Javon Kearse from the opposite side, D end, just hawked that wide receiver down from behind.
I mean, listen, he was – and listen, Jalen Carter, you know – it's hard to have much of a better first 2 years in pro football. So let's listen to Kearse, exceptional all-time young guy, talk about Jalen Carter, exceptional all-time young guy, yesterday on WIP.
What do you see when you watch Jalen Carter?
A guy that has just endless potential, and not just the potential. He goes out there and does it on the field. And on top of that, everyone else on the defense like feeds off that. So everything just starts up front. If you got this guy crushing that middle, I would love to be lined up next to him and go around that end and get to that damn quarterback, man. So, like, the stuff that he's doing, man, and yeah.
And let's be real. Let's be real for a second. That is a big part of how Josh Sweat and Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith, and I mean this is no disrespect to those guys, but how they looked so great near the end of the year. Because let's be real. Jalen Carter was the best defender of all those guys up front.
He was getting doubled. He was getting tripled. He was getting all the attention.
Yeah. It was, and you know, it was a sight to behold in the Super Bowl as they just crashed in on Mahomes. All right, good morning to you. Really beautiful Tuesday morning. Got good weather out there. Now, James, is the dome in Toronto, is it always dome, or do they open that thing up?
I believe they can open it up, but it's usually dome, but I think they can open it up.
Do.
They added a retractable roof to it.
I hate domes. Anyway, Phil's in the Blue Jays. Phil's had to reconfigure their rotation. Zach Wheeler's wife is pregnant, so our best of the Wheelers, and of course, should be a baby soon. So they had to move. Who's pitching tonight?
Sanchez
tonight.
Lizardo.
Yeah. You know, I did think of one other thing related to Ranger, and then we'll get right back to the Eagles because there's a lot going on here. But I'll just throw this one, because, John, we were talking last week, how could they keep Ranger? Like, what's the path? And we talked about, like, theoretically they could trade Aaron Nola, but someone, they'd have to eat a lot of money because so much money's owed on his deal. And, you know, I'll give you one other scenario where they could keep Ranger. James, Lizardo has 1 year left after this one, correct?
Correct.
If Dombrowski negotiates with Lizardo's agent now and says, like, we want to sign you long-term, if Lizardo's agent holds them up and is like, because I think you could probably get Ranger for about $100 million. I'm just, you know, rough number, $100 million. What if Lizardo's agent's like, because my guy's young and he's really good, we want $175 million?
I think it's going to be less for Ranger. Maybe. I don't think he gets $100. He's 30.
We'll see. Maybe. Back issue, the whole deal. But Lizardo's got a lot going for him right now. And if Dombrowski feels that Lizardo's agent and Lizardo won't play ball, then it's not inconceivable. And if you know that Rangers agent will, like James, to your point, let's say Rangers agent, it's Boris, is like, all right, well, we'll do $80 million. Like, I'm just saying there's a path where if you feel Lizardo is going to be tough about it, I mean, theoretically, you could sign Ranger and use Lizardo, or you could just trade Lizardo. You actually could, and I'm not saying in this season, but I'm saying in the offseason, you could. And I don't want to trade him either. I don't want to trade any of these guys.
What's the Rangers 30, Lizardo's how old?
He's like 27. I'll check. He's somewhere in that range.
And he looks so good. Lizardo looks so good. But then again, so did Ranger last year when he was 9-0. So does Ranger this year. Other than that first start,
he's 27, Lizardo.
Yeah.
So the anyway, just with Ranger is the back. It's an every year problem.
Just
every year.
Here's my point. Just let that one get in your mind and consider that possibility. If Dombrowski thinks it's easier to sign Ranger than Lizardo, he could trade Lizardo. I'm not saying this season.
Is this this? I'm just saying you being influenced by the fact that you've said Ranger's your favorite player? Like I think it's crazy to say Ranger over Lizardo, no matter what the price. I think Lizardo's.
I don't know.
Lizardo's got to get through a whole season.
He does.
Yeah,
he does. And we've also seen Ranger have playoff success. And I'm not worried about Lizardo in the postseason, but I'm just saying I trust Ranger. It's just an odd situation. You got so. I mean, you got this Painter guy coming who could be the Wheeler for the next 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take it for what it's worth. By the way, Twitter poll question relates to what we were just talking about there. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, with an abundance of starting pitching, do you think Ranger will get traded during this season? Yes or no? I don't, but he certainly could be. Second poll question, who is more likely to start a playoff game this October for the Phillies? Is it Nola or Ranger? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Madden jinx, whether you believe in it or not. We'll get to that shortly. Elliot Shore-Parks in about 10 minutes. Seth in media right now. Hi, Seth.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, John, the that story you had about the dog urinating on the bed was hilarious, and it just made me think, have you had the situation yet with the pup where you come home and you smell for sure that he's had an accident in the house, and you're searching and searching and searching, and you don't see anything, and then you go down, and you're like, buddy, you probably just had some gas, and you congratulate him for being a good boy, and he gives you a kiss, and you realize he consumed the evidence.
Oh,
that's gross.
No.
Oh,
not
yeah,
yet.
That happened to
hopefully.
Me a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Hopefully we don't get there. But, who knows? Maybe it has, and I just don't realize.
It's the best, though, man. Nothing beats coming home to an excited dog. It rules.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
All right, so with the Eagles, I mentioned this to Seltzer earlier, that I feel different about this team going forward as far as them being dominant for years to come. Different than I did about the 08 Phillies, different than I did about the 2017 Eagles. I feel like this team, if we were to go back in history through all the way back to, let's say, like the 80s Eagles, right? That's what I kind of grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to then, and then, we've played this game before where you cherry pick all of the best talents, not the best players, but the best talents from each player.
Okay.
I feel like this team has all of those, but all of the things that you would have cherry picked throughout the decades of those teams. This team has all of that coupled with the right attitude and the right leadership, which we've never all kind of had at the right time. You know, it's 2017. I feel like it kind of, lightning in a bottle sort of a thing with Foles and all of that. But this team just hits different. So I have zero concerns with him, with Saquon being on the cover of Madden, like zero. And I think this team not only can be dominant, but will be. And they've shown how dominant they can be already. And I feel like going forward, they're just going to answer the bell every single time. I mean, every one of these players steps up. And when one,
Seth, here's the one
steps down.
Here, look, I got two cautionary tales for you because I largely am with you, but I think you take it a little far with it. Almost sounds like you feel certain about it. There's going to be a whole new batch of defenders that are going to start. We'll see. And, they are going to have injuries and they are going to have a tough schedule. And we'll see again. I mean, I feel great also, but I don't feel as certain as the way you present it.
Well, you know, I felt this certain going into the Super Bowl, and I that hasn't changed. You know, yeah. I mean, there's a little bit that wavers when you're like, you see some of the guys that left, but then you hear the way the guys that are here are still talking and the way the coaches are talking. And it's just, it instills a sense of confidence in me that I have with this team that I haven't had about any of the other teams. I mean, the way Phillies were, you know, you like it or not, you look back at it and they declined every year, you know, and
well, hold on. Except they had a better regular season every year. That was the weird thing. 07, better record 08, regular season. 08, better record 09. 09, better record 2010. 2010, that's better record 2011. Now, so...
Well, we don't think about that because they collapsed.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Honestly, the regular season records don't matter.
Right. Hey, I got a question for you about the Madden.
Well, they do, but...
They do to get to the playoffs and positioning, but that's it.
But
in terms of our legacy.
Not for how you're remembered. That's correct.
Yeah. I got a quick question for you about the Madden thing, right? We've had several players on, you know, throughout the years on the cover of these video games, you know, NHL and stuff like that, mm-hmm. MLB. Who do you think out of all of the players and superstars we've had is the least deserving of all of to have their...
Well, I'd have to know who was on it. You tell me who was on it.
Well, I mean, we had Ryan Howard. We had Claude Giroux. I think was Harper on one of them recently. I think there's a couple more that I'm missing.
Well, Claude Giroux was never the best player. Well, hold on. So Claude was never the best player in hockey, but he did in 2012 certainly look like he was amongst them. And he was for a period of time.
I mean, Laviolette's fault.
I think Claude
best player on the planet.
Well, he did take it a little far. But I will say, after that game six versus Pittsburgh in 2012, I think we were all pretty pumped up. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to know who else was on it. I think from a Madden standpoint, the answer is Peyton Hillis. I mean, it's still astounding. Like, all these guys are big time, and then you got Peyton Hillis in here one time? Is that nonsense?
Yeah, I agree.
Seth, give me an answer. You can win the Phil's tickets. Great scene.
I already won. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you guys a suggestion. This answer wouldn't have won anyway, but suggestion for a movie based on real life that I saw just a few months back,
sure.
And it's fantastic. It's called it's got Glenn Powell in it, the guy from Top Gun or whatever. Yeah. It's called Hitman, and it's a
great movie,
funny story,
really?
So good.
Yeah,
and they do that cool thing at the end where they show the pictures of the real life thing, and
it's
you just
so
keep
good.
Waiting for to take this like crazy turn, and it never does. It stays funny. It's
all right. We really got good. You, man. We appreciate that.
Richard Linklater. It's a guy who made Dazed and Confused and the Before movies and a bunch of stuff. It's great. Good movie.
I may Hitman. Check it out. John, what
the
do you
name is?
Hitman.
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 Like the video game.
Like a killer. Like a hitman.
Yeah, Thomas Ernst. Thomas Ernst.
It is the video game takes.
No. It's not. It's its original story. It has nothing to do with it. It's not based on anything. It's an original story. It's
John,
called,
you know,
it's about
as an athlete, I'm a hitman. Like this Fritz thing. So let me just ask you this.
I'm a hitman?
Right, John, because I know you're
an athlete. How do you even qualify in that conversation?
You'll find out. I know, John, you're confident in the Eagles. I need to drill down here. Who are you more confident in? The Eagles in 2025? Or Fritz versus me, honestly.
Ooh, good question.
Who are you more confident?
I'm very confident in both, but I'd have to say I'm more completely confident in Jack Fritz.
Okay. Because you think there's no way I win. And there are ways that the Chiefs or the Bills or any of these teams win, and the Eagles might not win.
Yeah, I would say with some injury, poor luck, you know, things could get derailed. I cannot fathom Jack getting derailed to where he actually loses this competition.
Fair enough. I would say many would agree with you. Well, look, I say that to say this. I handed yesterday a list to our program director of dates in June for our first event.
No way!
Which is going to be golf. So just
June's
know,
now.
June's
we're
now.
We're in June.
So like June. Golf week. You know,
I can't believe it.
I'm just saying. We're getting there.
It's exciting.
Right? We're getting there. So I just wanted to let everyone know. We expect
that
June.
Actually might happen.
It's going to probably happen. So I mean, it's going to happen and probably going to happen in June. All right, but what I want to get to, Jeremiah Trotter on Jalen Carter. This was awesome.
Does Jack know?
Well, that's Rod's business. I don't talk to the competition.
All right.
Yeah, I'm like,
really?
I'm like,
so you guys are on,
dude,
you're no longer on speaking terms, Jack?
I'm like Bob Gibson. I don't talk to oafs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're calling him oaf.
Yeah, Bob.
And you're no longer even speaking with him directly?
This guy in my life. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Like I said, Hitman. Hitman
Acrimony.
Out there.
Acrimony.
Hitman. All right. So Jalen Carter, unbelievable. And Jeremiah Trotter said something yesterday that really resonated with me about Jalen Carter. Listen to Trot. This is Trot Sr. Listen to Trot yesterday when he was on. Boy, these guys are all on different shows. I forget which one this was. It was either Joe and Hugh or Ike Spike and Boban. Listen to Trot yesterday talking about Jalen Carter.
How great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, he wasn't, I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up at 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know. So I'm excited about his future.
John, how cool is that if he doesn't even have, like, full technique down yet? Because he could have been the defensive player of the year last year. He wasn't. And I thought it was a joke that he was as low as he was. I mean, he wasn't even in the finals. He wasn't even one of the top five. I mean, he might have been the best defensive player in the world last year.
Just think.
Now he's entering year three.
It takes such a long time for people to get established in the NFL to where people fall. They're the fallback name. Yeah. When you think of a position, you think of, I don't know, Warren Sapp as a defensive tackle.
Zach Bond jumped into the top five last year.
He did sort of skip the line.
With no background.
He did skip the line. But he went straight to all pro, which is just unheard of.
I know.
But Jalen Carter is, man, he's right there neck and neck. To being just so precocious.
Yeah, I think, I think Jalen Carter's the best defender. All due respect to Quinion and Cooper and Bond, I feel really confident if you said to Vic Fangio, you get one of them, who are you taking?
Yeah.
I'm taking Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll say this, because what, you know, Trot's talking about and Javon Kearse was talking about that we played last segment, you know, how great he could be. Here's my list of my lifetime. I'm going to give you my top five Eagles defenders. And it'll be fascinating to find out if Jalen Carter gets in here. And I kind of tend to think he will. Now, I'm going post-Bergie. Okay, I didn't see Bill. I was too young. So, you know, for me, it's mid-80s on. This is my list, 1 through 5. 1, Reggie. 2, Brian Dawkins. 3, Seth Joyner. 4, Fletcher Cox. 5, Eric Allen.
What is this exact wording?
Best Eagles defenders.
Best.
Now, after that, in whatever order, and I don't have it in front of me. I have this written down at home somewhere. But in whatever order, you're going to get to Jerome. You're going to get to Troy. You're going to get to Trot. You're going to get to Malcolm. You're going to get to Hugh.
How long did Jerome play?
Jerome played 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to get to Hugh. You're going to get to Trent Cole and others. Willie T. But I feel pretty good about those five as my top five. Reggie, Doc, Seth, Fletcher, and Eric Allen. Obviously, you could juggle them in different orders. But I think Fletcher, I think Jalen Carter is going to get top five. I really do. And he certainly has, the physical makeup with what we've seen in his first 2 years, he can do it. And to what Trot was just saying, if you get like more technique down, quote, learn how to play, like meaning like it's less about, you know, raw talent and it's more about then honing the skill, which is something Reggie had, obviously. He had the raw talent and the honed skill. All right, all of that on the table for you, 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us on the Eagles, on Saquon in the cover. Elliot coming up in 1 minute.
If you spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, reminder for you. Time's yours in about an hour. We encourage you to pay tribute to Saquon today, the day after he, of course, got the nod as the Madden guy, Madden cover guy. Time's yours. Best calls will make the show, 215-238-4500. Pay tribute to Saquon. He deserves it, 215-238-4500 for Time's Yours. Let's also talk to Elliot Shure Parks right now. He's covered a lot of athletes, but probably one that never had a season better than Saquon this past year. Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Got to tell you, Elliot, when they signed him, and I was talking, maybe they gave him too much money 12 months ago. I think I was wrong about that one. Hello,
Elliot. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough money they could have given him for what he's done in the past calendar year, but yeah, no question about it. I mean, the Madden cover, to a certain degree, maybe you think, not ideal. You think of the Madden curse. You think of just the expectations it'll bring, but the thing I really feel about it, too, I'll say, is, and James, you know, says this often, like, sports are meant to be fun. And yeah. I think about when I was younger, you know, Iverson being on games, Terrell Owens being on a game, McNabb in 06. Like, yeah, I get the curse part of it and expectations. But just for Eagles fans, like, and young kids that play the game, it is a really cool thing to see Saquon on that cover.
I totally agree with you, man, 100%. All right, Elliot, let's go deeper on this and other topics, because there's a lot going on right now. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about the Eagles, and I want you to think about the Chiefs. Have the Eagles become the gold standard? And I'm serious, because the Eagles won the last one, but the Chiefs have won three of the last five.
Yeah.
Or three of the last six, whatever it is. Have the Eagles become the gold standard?
Yeah, so I think they have. And the reason I would say is that while the Chiefs are obviously awesome and they've accomplished a ton, I think they've mostly done it with like three or four people, right? Andy, Spagnuolo, Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, and they have good players, but I think they've done it with like a top heavy roster. I think when you look at why the Eagles would be more the gold standard is because if you could run a franchise like either the Chiefs or the Eagles, I think you would pick the Eagles. They draft better. They develop better. They're awesome with the cap. I think Howie is viewed as one of the more forward thinking, smart general managers in the league. And obviously Mahomes is outstanding, and I understand the craziness of saying you would take a roster without Mahomes over one with him. I think if Mahomes went down, they're done. I think if Jalen went down, this team has enough where they could stay afloat and still compete. So just in terms of how a team is run, I think the Eagles are run better than the Chiefs are.
Yeah, me too. Let's talk some nitty-gritty cornerback stuff. We got a lot of young talent on the outside. We got Kelee Ringo, who's just gigantic and fast and everything. But then Adoree Jackson, who's experienced. Eli Ricks, who's got a lot of special teams, you know, action already. But is it realistic that they could actually be better on the outside than Cooper DeJean?
Probably not. I mean, Cooper, I would say him and Quinyon, I think, are, you know, pretty head and shoulders, the best corners they have on the roster right now. Now, obviously, Cooper has not played on the outside in the NFL for any meaningful amount of time. I think he was out there only six or seven snaps last year. But as good as, you know, as athletic as Kelee is, and I know Adoree Jackson has experience, and, you know, I might be the last guy in the city that still believes in Eli Ricks. Like, I really do think he could be a player. They just don't seem to want to put him out on the field. So I think when there's two corners out there, yeah, there's no question the best two corners out there you're going to want are Quinyon and Cooper. Now, the question is when they move to nickel, you know, are they going to be better off with Cooper on the inside, where I do think his game really translates well. He's a good tackler. He's a physical player. And a lot of receivers do move to the inside now, like C.D. Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase. You see some of the best, Justin Jefferson, like they line up in there. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that the clear weakness, or at least the worst of the three corners, will be whoever's out there besides Cooper and Quinyon.
And on the inside of our defense, right in the middle, we've got a guy that I don't even know how to say his name. Moro Ojomo? Is it Ojomo?
Moro Ojomo.
Moro Ojomo.
You're making me second guess myself, but yeah, it's Moro Ojomo. Yeah.
And it, you know, he's got some playing time, some experience, but we know, I know very little about him. You know, we drafted Ty Robinson, who's another, you know, defensive lineman that I'm excited about too, but you know, Jordan Davis, we know he's our nose tackle. We know Jalen Carter. We're talking nonstop about how amazing he is.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who's the third D tackle? Is it Moro Ojomo? And then after that...
Well, John, I think Ojomo is the second tackle. He's going to play more than Jordan Davis, right, Elliot?
Well, yeah, I guess,
I would guess he does play more snaps than Jordan Davis. I think that, you know, I heard you talking about Jalen Carter when I was waiting to come on. Like, Jalen Carter is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Like, he will play almost every snap. He's who they're going to build that position and that defensive line around. And then after that, I think they don't have, like, a true number two. Like, I think Jordan Davis will be out there on early downs. Moro Ojomo is going to be out there on pass rushing downs. Ty Robinson, you know, I've only seen him practice once, and I'm not going to say, you know, one practice is the end-all, be-all, but he looks like a player. Like, just physically, I think sometimes I see rookies come to the team in those first few practices. It looks like they're adjusting. It looks like, you know,
sure,
they have some work to do on their body. Like Ty Robinson looks like he could go out tomorrow and play 30 snaps in the NFL.
That's,
so,
you know what? That's important.
Very important.
That is, you sometimes, and I'm telling you as a player, I swear you can just tell the very first play. You can look at a guy, you can just see it on his face. You can read it in his demeanor. Ty Robinson, I like the sound of that, Elliot.
Yeah, and so I think, I mean, Moro Ojomo, like, I think he gets slightly underrated. Like, his pass rush numbers were really, really good last year. And he played way more snaps than even I think, or even I remember. I think he played 300-400 snaps last year. So, like,
holy cow,
was out on the field quite a bit. So I think he can, I don't want to say easily, but I think he can give you what Milton Williams gave you last year. It's more about, you know, yeah, I feel very confident.
Moro Ojomo.
John, I think he's the most underrated player in Philly sports.
Well,
I'm just telling
let's
you.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
This guy's a seventh-round draft pick. Why is he a world beater all of a sudden?
I just think he's pretty good.
It sounds like because he's the only...
No, John, he played really
well. He was good last year.
Yeah.
He played really well. Everybody spoke up. Whenever they watched the tape, they said he was all over it.
Yeah, I thought he played. Elliot, I want to get to some other stuff here. So, speaking of underrated, the team. Ross Tucker brought up something really interesting an hour ago with us, saying the Eagles team did not get the acclaim nationally in a historic sense that they deserved after that season and that Super Bowl. And I agree with him. Why do you think there weren't more segments on ESPN and Fox Sports and all these national spots websites that say, hey, let's stack the Eagles up versus Seattle from, you know, 12 years ago and versus the Cowboys in the 90s and the 49ers in the 80s and 90s? And, like, why didn't the Eagles enter that conversation?
It's a good question. I mean, I do think you could probably – there's maybe a couple things. One, just the fact that the last two games were such blowouts, you would think that would lead to
Correct.
Them being in that. You would think they would lead – but maybe there was just a boredom, I guess, and the fact that they were so good. But I also think what it probably is – and we see this in a lot of different conversations, but maybe it kind of all comes together with this. I think because the Eagles are so good, like, they sometimes get dinged a little bit in the way, like, Nick never gets the credit he deserves because the roster's viewed as good. Jalen doesn't get the credit he deserves because the roster's viewed as good. Like, maybe that's part of it. But, you know, I also do think the Eagles did get quite a bit of credit. I mean, I you know, they were – I saw there were discussions about, you know, could they beat, like, the great Patriots team. So I don't know if I would fully agree with the assessment, but if
– Boy, I saw – I'm just telling you, Elliot, and I believe you saw some. I didn't.
I saw none. Other than Saquon saying it like last week or whatever, I've seen zero like national people talk about this. Zip. None.
I mean, like, Elliot, I'll give you an example. So there's the team, there's the defense. We as a show have talked about where they stack up with Seattle's defense with Richard Sherman in that group, the Bucs defense in 2002, the Ravens defense in 2000. Like, we've had that. I've saw none of that anywhere on a national level. They were number one in the regular season. They played Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. He did not cross midfield until late in the third quarter. Like, how is that not focused on?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a fair point, I guess, you know, to keep thinking of reasons. Like, they weren't historically great for the season, I guess. But
they were number one. I mean, this wasn't
year,
they weren't number eight.
Defense,
they weren't number eight.
No, I know.
But they weren't number eight and got hot at the end. They were number one. They were number one. They got four turnovers versus Washington in a conference title game. And Patrick Mahomes looked like, you know, pick a scrub. He looked horrendous.
Right. So the Super Bowl performance was definitely special. I agree with you. And I don't want to be put in the position where I'm, like, diminishing what the defense did last year.
Yep.
But, like, they were not really an historically great defense in the NFL. I mean, they were a great defense, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you say, you like, four turnovers in a game, like, that's not unheard of. So maybe that's it. Maybe because, I honestly, I don't know. I mean, they were a great defense. I if we're looking for, like, more acclaim for the team, I guess you can never get enough of it. But I think we all know locally how great they were. Like, I don't,
Elliot, let's get to what's next. So what is next for the Eagles? Are these OTAs still trickling on? How much longer? And then when do they,
and
say,
what,
break for 6 weeks?
Also, what any interesting developments with the safety stuff? Because we do have a lot of young safeties, and it's interesting with Makuba being the second round pick. How's he doing compared to Sidney Brown from last year and Tristan McCollum and Lewis Cine?
Yeah, so So they will be out on the practice field today. The practice is open to the media, so I'll be out there able to watch, obviously reporting on everything that happens. I believe they have 4 more practices after this one today, and one of which is that mandatory mini camp on June 10th. So, you know, only a few more days until they take that 6-week break before training camp. And then,
wow.
Yeah, as you mentioned with the safeties, that's probably the biggest question on the roster right now. One of the things that really stood out last time I was there is how much they're cycling those guys in and out. There's not like one guy taking all those snaps because Reed Blankenship wasn't there last time. So we'll see. I mean, Makuba was up first last time. We'll see if he's up first today, but they're definitely going to cycle those guys in and out for a little while.
Good deal. Elliot, great report, bud. We'll talk to you later in the week. As always, thanks so much, man.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Steve right now with a million things going on in Philly sports, including the Phils and the Blue Jays later tonight. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
Hey. Hey, Richie Rich.
Yes.
I feel your pain with the dogs. So the alarm goes off every morning.
Yeah.
The 2 dogs come to my side of the bed. They know I get out of bed.
Yeah.
Suzanne makes the blankets for them. They jump in and they fight over the pillow spot. And so
your pillow spot?
Your dogs got you trained, brother.
I agree. I'm seeing that already. It's been 2 days. 2 days and they are training me. And they're puppies.
They know how you work, man. They know how you work.
6 months or 7 months in a year and a half, and I do. I wait on them hand and foot.
That's a beautiful thing.
And I love it.
I love you when you walk through that door. It's a great feeling. Yeah. Somebody likes, when I come home every night, somebody likes me. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is nice.
But Hammer.
Yes, sir.
Listen, nothing is super greater than this upcoming football season. Do you realize Victory 300 could be like opening week for you?
Let's see here.
Depending on how many vacations you take this summer.
Yeah, there'll be some.
This will be great.
So 285, 15 to go.
There's no way it happens by the start of football season.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
There aren't even 15 Sundays. I think we're looking. Fridays. I mean.
Yeah, Steve, probably October.
All right. Well, that's still a wonderful time of year, so it's a good thing.
It's going to be 300. I mean, that's. And really the big question about Victory 300 is what will the radio station do for me to honor me?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, like, is that a free car? Like, what is that?
Listen, I took care of you at 250. I have you at 300. Don't you worry. I got something for you.
And 250, was that the belt in London?
That was the belt, yeah.
Yeah. That was a beautiful gift.
A year ago.
A year ago, pretty much.
Better than the Eagles gave Mike Quick when they gave him an empty golf bag, which is still a step.
Giving us ideas now.
We're not even getting you an empty golf bag. That's too much.
Steve, go ahead, bud. Yes.
With the Eagles, dude, we have a dynasty already because we technically, in my mind, we beat the Chiefs twice.
Don't have a dynasty yet.
That defense lost that game because that coordinator was out the door. He wasn't thinking about the game.
No, I don't buy that at all.
That's how I see it.
I know you do.
I feel great about this team and what we got.
Steve, I got to tell you, I think the field was 10 times a bigger deal than anything related to Jonathan Gannon and the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, they had a pass rush that had 70 sacks in a season. 70! And they kept slipping around the end. And that made it so much easier for Mahomes. I think the Gannon thing was way overblown. The field thing to me will never get enough discussion.
It was the 2 back-to-back.
I know it was.
He wasn't prepared.
But some of that also goes on players. It's not the first time
the first time it had happened to
I am not going to blame Jonathan Gannon like losing the Super Bowl.
Till my death, I know you will.
And then there was the fumble, which we all hate to mention because it was just an unfortunate mistake.
Well, what about the fact that we won the world title?
I know, I'm just commenting.
In the most dominant fashion that I can remember seeing way back to the 85 Bears against the Patriots in that Super Bowl
amongst,
where the fridge had a touchdown.
It's in the top 5 or so.
And now I think our quarterback uses the Super Bowl as a measuring stick. I think the head coach, I think the GM, I think they're looking at that and saying, How do we do that again and again and again?
Of course.
We are now, that is the only goal. You know, falling short of winning it again will not be good enough for this group.
Just know this, and John, I'm pumped up, and Steve, I'm pumped up. I am not trying to be a whatever blanket, whatever that thing is.
Wet.
Doug did new Normus.
Normal?
The new normal?
What'd you say?
Yeah, they new normed us. New normed us.
No.
Oh, new normed us. Oh. The way you said it, it sounded like Doug did new Normus.
That's what it sounded like.
Just so you know, I heard new Normus.
He new normed us. Mm-hmm. And then there was nothing.
Well, Doug didn't manage it as well. We learned from that. And it's no longer Doug.
Look, I was impressed. I'm serious. All off season, and he hasn't spoken much, but when Sirianni speaks, including at the freaking podium in the parade, he was still in business mode.
He continues to be focused on the goal.
And I think with Nick and Jalen, they are wired to be focused. And I really think that's going to serve him well. Steve, I need an answer from you. You can win the Phillies tickets. A great scene from a movie that's based on real life. By the way, the best answer is still out there.
Okay, so I have the best answer.
Okay.
Man on Fire, Denzel, at the end of the movie when he gives his body up for the little girl's body.
Is that a true story? Man on Fire is a true story?
It's based on a book, I know that.
Is
it? I didn't know it was based
on a true story. Steve, is it based on a true story?
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
Wow, okay. I did not know that.
All right.
Because I read the book, too, but I didn't even realize
If true, was. Is that a big one?
I mean, it's not a winner.
But it's a pretty emotional scene.
Yeah, well, Seltzer already says, get out of here, Steve. You got no shot. That's what Seltzer just said.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.